The multinational company Facebook has rebranded its name, and it will be called Meta. CEO of Meta Mark Zuckerberg announced today the change of name, arguing the company is much broader than just the social media platforms. While all the Facebook platforms will keep their name, the company is betting its game on the metaverse, which is technology using virtual and augmented realities. But experts are concerned about the ethical dilemmas this technology could bring. I asked senior lecturer in digital cultures at the University of Sydney, Dr. Marcus Carter, his thoughts about today's announcement.
I think it's fantastic, but maybe not for the reasons that you might think. The privacy data and potential for harm from emerging virtual reality and augmented reality technologies really can't be understated. And I think that Facebook really rebranding itself as a metaverse company is actually going to be good because it's going to bring policymakers and regulators' attention to these potential issues because of Facebook's long history of data scandals, putting profits before people, and the overall harm that their technologies have brought on society so far.
So what do we know about Meta so far?
Meta is a kind of culmination of several years of corporate acquisitions, research and development, and other product announcements. So back in 2014, shortly after their Facebook's IPO, the cashed-up company bought Oculus for $2 billion. Now, Oculus was a virtual reality headset company that kind of sold gamers on the promise of highly immersive game, hardcore gameplay. And at the time, people were suspicious of this as, is this going to turn VR gaming into Farmville and other social games on Facebook? Or is this just because the young CEO really likes to play games? But what we're seeing now is the kind of end result of that purchase. And what some people have estimated is as much as $10 billion a year of spending on VR, AR software and hardware development at Facebook. And we've seen this recently in products like the Ray-Ban Stories, which are Facebook's wearable smart glasses, which have a 5-megapixel camera in them, and other announcements like Facebook's plan to double its VR and AR workforce in Europe.
Mark Zuckerberg mentioned the metaverse is the next computing platform. Do you believe it is?
I think that spatial computing is the next paradigm of computing. It's a little bit different to what Mark Zuckerberg is pitching and what I think we're really talking about here. So Mark Zuckerberg is talking about the metaverse like it's this added digital layer and that we're going to engage with through virtual reality headsets and augmented reality headsets. And in many ways, it's a way of thinking about the next generation of the internet. It's not just gaming experiences. It's infrastructure. We're going to be working on this. We're going to be learning on this. Health is going to be delivered through this. And telehealth through VR is going to be really a really powerful new use of that technology. So what Facebook is kind of pitching as the metaverse is something that is definitely the next paradigm of computing. I say spatial computing, and that's different to kind of graphical user interface computing, which is what we use on a 2D screen. When you're interacting with content in VR, it's in 3D. And that's really a profoundly different and more natural way of interacting with computers. So I think we're definitely going to see uptake and really new applications for computing because of that. But Facebook are also positioning this as something that they're going to control. They want to be the platform that is the intermediary between us and this next kind of paradigm of computing. I think that would be bad if Facebook had that control. Right now, they control more than 60% of the virtual reality market. If they were able to secure that in this next paradigm of the internet, that would be an enormous advantage for them. But fundamentally, that's just not why the internet has been successful or why the internet works as well as it does.
Now, besides privacy, you were mentioning privacy is one of the concerns you see. What are the other concerns you see with Facebook taking over this technology and creating Meta?
One of the big differences between interacting with your Facebook on your phone or on a computer is the data that Facebook learns about you is incomplete, right? Unless, you know, you're signed in or you're being tracked by an internet cookie, there's no way for Facebook to link up individual sessions of computer use. So the data that they're able to get about us, how we think, what our preferences are, is limited. And they've made a $100 billion a year digital advertising arm out of that limited data. virtual reality, they can get data about everything. It's a bit of a fantasy that the data that you can collect is perfect. Now, it's not perfect because we know that data is always objective. What we choose to collect data about shapes what that data tells us. But there's this real fantasy that the data that they're going to be able to get from Facebook is going to be perfect. And you can see how that is very attractive to a company that makes $100 billion a year from digital advertising, but also what some of the concerns we might have about that and the potential for Facebook to have access to data that tells us more about us and how we think than we understand ourselves, and the potential for how that data might be used in discriminatory ways. That's why we should be paying very close attention to it.
That was Senior Lecturer in Digital Cultures at the University of Sydney, Dr. Marcus Cara.